Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Sing it for the last time. Lamb of God, you are seated
at the right hand of
my Father.
You are holy. Holy.
Let's wrap it up. Lamb of God. Spirit for just 30 seconds. Kisora, Kizando, Maragadis, Aliya, Nanana, Kozalama, Nekoj, Ziyana, Namana, Kora, Adianti, Zita, Marahana, Nanana, Noho, Radada, Namande, Kizia, Antura, Nanana, Koba. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of praise. God of all flesh, Judge of the universe, Great I Am, Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace. Glory to your holy name. Hallelujah. And Father, we are grateful to you and you alone, bringing you the total majesty, glory, honor, praise, and adoration. We yield ourselves to you, to the tutelage of your word and the impartation of your spirit. Please reach out to us in the precious name of Christ Jesus. Speak to this nation. Bring us to the place of the alignment of the perfection of your will, so that we can attract your blessing. I am asking in the name of Jesus that this morning, every heart and every spirit and every person that is here present and here also connected online on radio and also on television, I bring them before your throne, asking that you will brood over them and reveal the Christ to them. Since Christ cannot be taught but revealed, Spirit of God, please, in the name of Jesus, have your way. I have no knowledge of my own or strength of my own, and I have come only as a messenger and a vessel, that which your people, you want them to hear. Please, let them hear that only. Speak in clarity, speak in power, speak in understanding, in the name of Jesus. Even as you are preparing the bride, the body of Christ, the church, for your second coming and appearing, I pray in the name of Jesus that we will be spotless, wrinkleless, we will be blameless at your appearing, in the precious name of Jesus. Bring us to the place, oh God, of impartation, also to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, in the name of Jesus, that you can take pleasure in us. We honor your name in Jesus' precious name. Now we subdue and come against every demonic presence whatsoever, in the precious name of Jesus. We ask that you will take over in Jesus' precious name. And somebody shout amen. Clap these hands, give God the glory. Give God the glory in this place. Exalt him. Worship him. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Whilst we are also standing, I would love to read to you a few scriptures and then allow you to take your seat. Our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. Talking about John, the gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter, the 20th and the 21st verses. The Bible said there were seven Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, Sir, we came, we wish, we demand, we require, we place a request to see Jesus. The whole coming is all about the Christ, the Messiah of the world, the Savior of the universe. Having read you that, allow me to go further and read Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34th, 35th, and 36th verses. Whilst you are all in your Bible, if you do not have it, look on the screen. Let us read it together in concept of faith. Ready and go. And take heed to yourselves, come on, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. The next verse, go, for as a snare it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Let's read that verse for the last time. Go, watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Allow me, whilst you are all seated, you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Thank you very much. You sang beautifully, powerful ministration of the choir. Applaud them for me, please. Come on, clap your hands. Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. Get me that image that we are using as an illustration, you know, so immediately I read this, I can be able to typify the revelation or the synopsis whatsoever we are building up on. I think that this is the eighth Sunday that we are purporting that which of studying that which the Holy Spirit is leading us to. Good morning to everybody on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. I want to thank God for the lives of everybody who have joined us on television, on Amanzan TV, and also on GN Television. Allow me to welcome all our friends on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, podcast, and salute you all by the grace of God. And also let you know that this is the W3 service. W3 means Word, Worship, and Wonders. We're transmitting live this morning from Isaac and Comfort and Ponsa Memorial Temple here in Accra, in the city of Accra, here in Tesano, rather. I welcome all of you dearly. Now, I'm going to read you Revelation chapter 13. It is a particular scripture that we have come up to, and I will want to go further and let you know. From verse number 1, the Bible said, I stood upon the sea, and I saw a beast rise out of the sea, having 10 heads, having 7 heads, 10 horns, and upon the horns were 10 crowns, and upon the crowns was a name of blasphemy. And the Bible said, and the beast that I saw was like a leopard, his feet was like a bear, and his face or mouth was like a lion. And the Bible said that the dragon gave the beast its power, and its power and his seed and great authority. The scripture said, and I saw one of its herd as it was wounded unto dead, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. The Bible said, and they worshipped the dragon that gave power unto the beast, and also worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, and who is able to make war with him? It continues further in verse number 5, and the Bible said, and there was given unto the beast a mouth speaking great blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. The Bible said, and he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God, and blasphemed against his name and his tabernacle, and all them that dwelt in heaven. I want you to note emphatically, God, his name, his tabernacle, and all that dwell in heaven. I will be outlining in this particular passage next week. God willing, we will be going into this particular passage talking about God, his name, his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. That means that heaven is a place, just like Tesano is a place. There are personalities dwelling in heaven. Heaven is not just a theoretical idea of the church. Just like the enemy would like people to believe that this heaven and hell thing is, you know, a way to put fear in people and then cause them to submit to the church leaders. And therefore they are trying to say, well, heaven and hell is some kind of dogmatic theories whatsoever. I will want to talk to you very clearly that the people who are dying from this earth are not dying into oblivion. They are not just vanishing. The people who die, they do not just die. And so while you come to sit here Sunday by Sunday, I am not going to be joking with your soul. We come to do the hand of the work of the Lord. Showing or pointing the way of salvation is not a joke. It's not something that anybody can joke with. Would dear, your time is ticking. The time that is ticking does not know A, B, or C. It doesn't know whether you are a millionaire, a billionaire, or whosoever you are. Obiawa should be concerned of Okra. Because the fact that you came to church doesn't make you say it. The fact that you led the song this morning or backed the song this morning does not make you say it. A young man come and help me on this level of the same. Put up. The fact, it doesn't make you say. There is something profound
The fact that you even come to Alabaster doesn't make you say. You can hear all these things and still go to hell. I'm talking to somebody very profoundly. You better take your time and listen to exactly what is fine. It's fine. Listen to exactly what we are talking about. God, his name, his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. A day will come. We will all leave the earth. Maybe let me paint it in a different picture to you. In the next 100 years, none of us will be here. Therefore, a person that is filled with the Holy Spirit must be wise. Be very wise. Be very wise. Life is not all about meat and drink. Life is not all about making money and making a name and influence and all stuff like that. You know, when we talk like this, we are not depicting as if the person, you know, the soul doesn't have to live life. Life is not all about getting married and giving back to children and all that and buying a car and buying a house and all stuff like that and live in a big mansion, have a big name, you are a celebrity and all stuff like that. Life is not all about the things which you possess. Yeah. When a rich man is living a promiscuous life and living a rough life anyhow, and they come to church, we are not going to customize a message because they are giving some few money or pocket change to the church. We don't care about your money. If the president of Ghana comes here this morning fellowshipping with us, with all due respect to His Excellency the President, we will welcome him nicely and give him all the accord and the accolades that, you know, is due him. We will give him the respect that is due him, the honor that is due. As a matter of fact, we will do Romans chapter 13, verse 7, 8, and 9 to His Excellency. Yeah. To whom due is due, or tribute is due, we will give tribute. To whom custom, we will give custom. To whom respect, we will give respect. To whom honor, we will give honor. But His Excellency, I promise him, will hear the truth. I promise you that. Whilst you are sitting here, that is how I see it. I see that I'm speaking to royalty. I see that I'm speaking to dignitaries. I am speaking to people who are celebrated. Because when a soul is saved, just one, the entire heaven or heavenly host rejoices. The fact that you are sitting here and you are washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified in the Holy Ghost, you are a child of God. I celebrate you dearly. I give you the honor and the respect. I accord you all the, you know, due that is due you. But for the truth, sir, I promise you, for the truth, you will hear truth. That is a promise. I will tell you the truth. I will tell you the truth. Bring back the scripture. Revelation chapter 13. And right now, I am in verse number 6. I proceed further. In verse number 7, and when the Bible was talking about, it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome the saints. And the Bible said to overcome them, the power was also given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. In verse number 8, the Bible said, and all them that dwell on the earth worshipped the beast. The whole thing is about worship. Yeah, it's about worship. When people talk about things like, oh, you know, they have demonized our custom and traditions of our ancestors. And, you know, it is because a white man came and presented something. They should rather, you know, be accustomed to what we rather have and all stuff like that. When people begin to talk like that, they are drawing your heart to worship. Hey, worship. It's worship. Worship! They are drawing your heart to worship. When they cook from the festivals and they distribute that kind of food to you, before the food is given you, just like other religions, they have made their incantations to the food. What is the incantations for? It is to invoke deity upon that particular food. Therefore, anybody that eats it have been drawn into that worship. When the Chinese and the Indians and the Turkish and the Lebanese are traveling from their countries into Ghana, they come with their idols. So when you go to the Chinese restaurant, you will see these idols sitting in front of their restaurants. They have come with worship. And sometimes they can boldly come antagonizing Christianity and the faith of Christ. And you know, talking people into all kinds of things that, you know, I said, yeah, my father, you know, too serious. I said, yeah, Maria, dear, not time when he has it too much. It even think I'm infinitely too serious. When somebody died for me, somebody bled for me, somebody sacrificed his life for me on the cross of Calvary, why won't I take that serious? Why? Do you think I'm in for Saudi any serious? Do you think I'm in for any serious? Say a good amen. I go to verse number 9, and that is my message this morning. Verse number 9, he that have an ear, let him hear. And here I have been talking to people very clearly on these lines, and I have been telling them, everybody sitting here, everybody watching us on TV, everybody who is, you know, at home, wherever, it is very clear, everybody has these 2 ears. Therefore, these are not the ears he is talking about. The person that has a discerning and a receptive heart, let him hear. The person who is tuned and accustomed. Jesus wrote a letter to 7 churches in Asia Minor. Relax, I'm building up on something. The first letter went to the church of Ephesus, and then the church of Smyrna, and then the church of Sardis, and then it went to the church of Pergamos, and the church of Thyatira, and then the next letter went to the church of Philadelphia, and then the last letter went to the church in Laodicea. 7 churches Jesus was writing to them, and every letter he ended the letter, they that have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Let them hear. If anybody has an ear, let him hear. If anybody has an ear, let him hear. When Jesus was preaching in Matthew chapter 13, when he got to verse number 9, same verse 9, he said in that particular sphere, he said, whosoever has ears, let him hear. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, there are people coming to church Sunday by Sunday, but they cannot hear. Oh, they cannot hear. If people hear, I tell you, by now, as we are glad that Ghana is a Christian country, by now, nobody will be stealing from GRA. Nobody will be having a fraudulent deal at the Ghana passport office. Nobody will be stealing at the electricity company of Ghana. Nobody will be having a corrupt tendencies at the Ghana Airports Company Limited, at the Ghana Cocoa whatever board, Cocoa Marketing Board, or whether good cocoa whatever. Nobody, when you look at the way, the manner that people are looting this nation, it is so shocking. Yet we finish and we all come into church ready for communion. And this is why diabetes and high blood pressure is on the rampage and on the high rise. The reason is because many of the people who call themselves Christians are already under punishment. Divine punishment. Me not catch it up. I told you the mind of God. I'm telling our honorable ministers, our honorable MPs, I told you the mind of God. I've already said it. Ube ton nura mba ye check up sa kusisimbu. Mba ye check up sa kusimbu. Because there is no fear of God. Anybody that speaks like this becomes a target of persecution. Yeah, a target. May I remind you that all the apostles that worked with Jesus, none of them died a natural death. None! Including Apostle Paul. And all that, none of them died a natural death. Therefore, the people who have come to defend the gospel, real gospel and real defense, are ready to die also. Yeah. We are also ready. Hallelujah. When you read the scriptures very clear, you know, the Bible makes some very, one of the reasons why we cannot preach truth. The pulpit is there. We have, you know, gotten some very mighty people who could stand in the gap for the Lord and represent the Lord Jesus and speak the mind of God to the parishioners. Stand in the pulpit and not do just the work of a pulpiteer, but as an ambassador of Jesus Christ, as a voice like John the Baptist, crying in the wilderness, preparing the way of the Lord, making his path straight. We will be careful not to preach ourselves or to preach materialism or to preach urbanization or to preach civilization or to preach, you know, some kind of inebriety or insbia whatsoever, but to stand in the name of the Lord and bring the mind of God and the intentions of God, that the person that is born again will be careful, yeah, you know, to maintain good works and to grow in the grace of God, filled with the Holy Spirit and addicted to the word and the liturgy of God's word. They will be careful to watch and you know, pray, and also to be an example to the believers. They will be an ambassador, a portrait of Christ in faith, in works, also in character, in attitude, in speech, in dressing. Their godliness will be a portrait. They will not just come to church because it's Sunday, but they will see the need for a renewal. They come here to fill their tank and go back and do works, greater works unto God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I stand here as an ambassador of God, and I'm telling the church, come back to your first love. Come back. Monsamra Mukanidoneho. Oh, somebody clap those hands. Give God the glory. The reason why we cannot bring the counsel of God, the mind of God, is because we want the praises of men. The praises of men. They want the praises of men. If you want to be familiar or you want to be in a favorable way with the government, prophesy that they will win a third term. Tell them they will win another election. Then you win their favor. Because that is what they want to hear. The pulpit is not for nonsense. You winning the next election, we don't care. It's not part of the job. It's not part of the job. Pulpit in Kasadi, you know. Yeah. Your bit is to bring the soul to Christ. Yeah, it's all about souls. Bring the soul to Christ. And so in John chapter 12, verse number 43, Jesus said, for they love the praises of men more than the praise of God. God also has a praise. One day the praise of God will come. Good and faithful servant will be the praise of God. Turn this in a different version. Let me read it. In this version, when the Bible says they love human approval rather than the approval of God. You are sitting here and you want men to applaud you. You want men. This is why I tell the gospel musicians, don't be confused with awards. Don't be confused with awards. And plastics. And fibers. Polished with gold. With your name on it. What about the approval of God. You know, in heaven there are no awards. There are rewards. Reward waiting. A person can receive all the awards and yet does not have a reward. I can preach more than what I'm doing right now, and God is not pleased because I may not be preaching what he is talking about. Therefore, the men can applaud you, but God has already rejected you and your message. I'm talking to you. If there is an approval that we are seeking as born again Christians, it should be the approval of God and not of men. I don't know who I'm talking to right now. And I'm telling everybody who is seated here, time is ticking. Time is ticking. It came too fast. Time is ticking too fast. Very soon you will not find me in this pulpit again. Very soon I will not find you in the pew. Yebrechem. It shall speak to all of us to be humble and to think. Let me read you Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 28. And then I'll build from there by the grace of God. The Bible said in Jeremiah the 7th chapter, the 28th verse, the Bible said, "But I shall say unto them, this is a nation that obeyed not the voice of the Lord their God, nor received correction. Truth is perished. It is cut out from their mouth. Truth is perished." Put it in GNT. Let me read it up. And in this version, the Bible said, "And you will tell them that their nation does not obey me, the Lord their God, or learn from their punishment. Faithfulness is dead." Faithfulness. There are husband and wife sitting here and they are not talking. They have not been talking for the past 2 weeks. And they can dress nicely and come to church. Faithfulness is dead. You can't talk to your wife. You cannot contain only one woman. Yet, you want the kingdom of God. Baby, it ain't going to happen. I'm telling you the truth. It is not going to happen. Faithfulness is dead. Now, there are no faithful men. There are not faithful women. Marriages don't last. Divorce is on the rise. Preachers divorce as if they are changing shoes. As if they are in the shoe shop. They try this one on. It doesn't fit. They take it off and take another one and put it on. I'm telling you. And I want to tell everybody, you know, I'm telling you, and instead of us to determine the mind of God, speak the truth to people, whether they like it or not, whether they accept it or not, tell them that they will be judged by God, their works will be tried by God. Tell them that the Lord is going to bring them before him. You know, it is so amazing when I look at people who live in adultery and they come telling me that God has spoken to them. They come telling the nation that God has spoken to me. I don't believe your word. I do not believe that prophecy, and I don't believe you. I'm talking to you. So when I want to know, you pay moon precoce, and Tiani and you permit, you know. One from Mankramamam, when they listen to what I'm saying, wouldn't you mean no made that wouldn't it if you, and you have a big Bible sitting here? That is not Christianity. Christianity is love your neighbor as yourself. That is the truth. I'm telling you, and I'm saying, no, Kurasa, a two or three, and Munti, even the songs that we sing in the house of God does not carry truth. By now, Our song should rather be glory, hallelujah. Bless his name and lift him up. Praise God, he's coming back again. Not I receive double, double. This is why double, double has not yet come to you. Abrabofun akoma fi adwefi ne yedeti nyame fie eti ehun nyame no kwasi asu ban ne ikuta montain no monfa ne ma fom twene bo ho sei ne din obitumi kwekan ho nsem fi onnim sa niam a woken anya no kure. Then on Sunday they are in church. This is what the Bible said in Romans chapter 1 and verse number 28. Because they did not want to retain God in their mind, they did not want to retain the knowledge of God. God gave them up to a reprobate mind. The Bible said, you know, to do those things which are not convenient. When you look at the church, the body of Christ, you will see things are not convenient. Nobody can serve God except the Holy Spirit fills the person. Nobody can obey the word of God except you are filled with the Holy Ghost. But how can you be filled with the Holy Ghost except you are born again? But how can you be born again except you repent of your sins and turn from your wicked ways? Therefore, you can come to church and not be born again. Jesus said in John chapter 3, and when he was speaking in John 3, he spoke also nicely in verse number 3. He said, except a man be born, you know, in verse number 3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In other words, he cannot have a visible revelation. He cannot have an apocalypse of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God cannot be taught. Whilst I'm standing here and speaking, the Holy Spirit is revealing the kingdom of God to somebody that is sitting and watching me from home or from any part of the world. That is the kingdom of God. Listen, we're building upon something. Yeah, the Bible said, except a man be born again. And so when I see, sometimes on GTV, when people, we are having 9 lessons and carol, we put somebody on the pulpit, he's reading the word of the Lord, you know, and all stuff like that. You can quote Matthew chapter 5 verse 8 and never know what you are talking about. When you panwa we jina babura we charging whiskey, brandy, vodka, one numbi we chip, and or the abijina popitechi, and we are having 9 lessons and carols. I was shocked the other Christmas when I heard that a telecom company is having 9 lessons and carols with secular musicians. And I'm asking myself, now they have taken the things of God and they have rubbished it in the mud. They think 9 lessons and carols is business. They want to use people and gather people. And the people come and they take their ticket money and they want to industrialize the gospel. I want to tell you, cannot sell the word of God. You cannot pay for the things of God. You know, we cannot merchandise the presence of God. We cannot merchandise the things of God. We cannot merchandise the holiness of God. You cannot bribe God. You can't bribe God. And so that kind of 9 lessons and carols, I can boldly tell you, is idol worship, witchcraft, manipulation, extortion. Yeah, it's extortion. Extorting monies, using, playing on the minds of the people. And you know, the church is quietly sitting down. Sometimes I'm asking myself, where is the voice of the church in all the things that are happening in our nation? Where is the church? I want to ask, where are our fathers? Where are our mothers? Where is the church? There are things, university, you know, opened school for 3 weeks. They have paid their fees and nobody is teaching them. Where is the church? Where is the church? The people go to court. The court say, go back to school. They say, we won't go. Honor me, who will say, Nipa to me, you're limited. One edge, there was one, Cody and Abbey. Where is the church? Where is the church? When you're coupon crop for fine, more. Let me tell you something. When people lack the moral courage, the strength of conviction, Obi Jimmy, I want to think. I'm telling you, Obi Jimmy, I want to Jimmy, you don't have the moral strength to rebuke that person. Obi Boy Jamani, I see a bobia. We cannot rebuke them. We cannot tell them to stop, or the judgment of God is coming on them. We can't do that. Yeah. We cannot do that. You know, this is a man of God. Everybody respect and honor that person. How many of you can rise up and speak nonsense against the chief imam? Wake up, Church of Christ. Body of Christ, wake up. Know that the other day when I put this thing on the, and I saw the government can, you know, expend money as much as 200 million on rent for people. The people want to serve us. We give them free accommodation, free electricity, free water, free telephone, free petrol, free cars, free per diem. Wow. And when you rebuke them, they say, don't rebuke us. Ah. No, let's be real. Please. Come on. Please. Where is our voice? Somebody can be in the emergency. Call 37 right now. Call Kolebu right now that you have a patient that is coming. They will tell you there is no bed. You are living in a country like this. Where is the voice of the church? Truth! Put the scripture back. Let me read it in our language. The Bible said very carefully. Was it you? No. The focus, please. Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse number 28. In our language, the Bible said, I catch you and say, when you are my ya, when tear would I do when young coupon? Now when you are ten a ten, a ten a ten, yen ye. When you are ten a ten, no cura, a son, a two a free ya no more, a two. Ye preachy a no cranka. Cadia woman trimbe, woman de. Tell them what they want to hear. Mobile, if you cut your timber, how are you going to hear? Said Yankupondo, we are sinning. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that if you believe in Him, you will not perish but have everlasting life. How are you going to hear if we are telling you manipulative tendencies? How are you going to hear? For God is not a man that He should lie, neither is He the Son of Man that He should repent. How are you going to hear? All men must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and they will come to receive according to their works the reward of God. The Lord will weigh the works of every man. How are you going to come and hear? 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 13. Every man's works will be tried. We will try your work with fire and know what sort it is. How are we going to hear? Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 13. When you hear His voice, do not harden your heart. You know, as in the day of, you know, temptation, do not harden your heart through the deceitfulness of sin. Don't harden your heart. In the 14th verse, the Bible said very, very clearly, look at this. He said, for we are made partakers of Christ. You know, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. In other words, you will go to the end. Let them know the truth. Tanukure. Speak the truth. the wives, honor your husband. And found where Juma were here, honor him. Tell them. A year in Mukunu or Betanaha, a bregu. A bregu. Paul says something that I will not run in vain. It is a possibility that somebody can run in vain. Be to me a preacher, be a winner and all that preaching, sweaty every Sunday, Tuesday, whatever, seven, going outside preaching, you know, the word of the Lord and all stuff like that. And I do not love my wife. I do not, you know, respect my wife. My name is Tiaduangoma, so and all stuff like that. Me say, I bring you. The most shocked people in church are us of mommy. The most shocked. So for mommy, I'm a shock people. You couldn't preach no heno. You couldn't preach no heno. Ubisana wants to mirror when you win. Do you know all these things? You know, you couldn't preach no heno. But you mirror and to win when you do nipper was or pewasam. You do fear no in the pafofro. I call Messica when you be. Oh, who will be our comfort? Oh, who won't want to get it when you come for? Natural. Hypocrite in the house of God. And yet Jesus say, Mum pray, a prina ye pray. Ubiam prin quajia ho. Ubiam prin shen woprotianim. Ubiam pray. And conconsan the wobeco hell. Chrono the wobeco hell. A wood deer and anti tricha. It's taking you to hell. Halfway, your dad, no problem. But here. I'm telling you, it is the Holy Spirit that sits on you and gives you the resilience and tells you, don't go there. Sitting here this morning. T.I. Man, tell you what kind. Me say, T.I. What you bear me fee? No, I bet you I'm saying Jeremiah chapter 4. Ensing hunu. What you bear me so I want you one day. You are disgraced to the cross. I'm telling you. No, Corinthi. You need to be a jahala bastard. Because of truth. Or her life, no person come no. Untiminti preaching ways the whole year. Or her life, people commit abortion and they come and sit here. What is a Ghana minister where we ask? What is a Ghana minister where we ask? I'm telling you! I think it's Proverbs chapter 30 and verse number 19. I'm not too sure about it. It's not part of our submission. Put it on screen and let us see. All right? Possibly let's start from verse 11 and see exactly how the Bible puts it. Yeah. There is a generation. Go to verse 10. All right. The Bible said, accuse not a servant to his master, lest he curse thee, and thou be found guilty. In verse number 11, this is what I keep seeing. The day, you know, I will have the privilege to go to the Jubilee House for a crusade with the Jubilee House star. I am applying to stage a crusade at the Jubilee House. I will send my application next month. I want to hold a crusade at the Jubilee House. I want to speak to His Excellency, the President of Ghana. I want to speak to His Excellency, the Vice President of Ghana, and their spouses. I want to speak to their children present. I want to have the Chief of Staff and all his staff, the Secretary to the President. I want all of them to be in the crusade. I want to stage a crusade at the Jubilee House where everybody is present. Secretary, security, everybody who works at the presidency. We are taking the gospel everywhere. It will be an error if we don't take the gospel to the presidency. It will be an error. The gospel, we are taking it to the street, to church, to everywhere.
It will be a mistake if we don't take the Jubilee House. Jesus rally. So Jubilee for Christ. The first thing I will tell His Excellency the President is this scripture. There is a generation that curseth their father, and a generation that blesseth not their mother. Verse number 12. There is a generation that is pure in their own eyes, a generation that is not washed from their filthiness. The generation, the Bible said, who are lofty in their eyes and their eyelids are lifted up. Last one. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords and their jaw teeth are knives to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men. First scripture to the Jubilee for Christ. The reason for this scripture is that, Your Excellency, it doesn't matter if your term is over. This wicked generation will bring you from pension to come and answer questions. So be careful with your decisions. This generation, they don't care. This generation, even if you die, they will bring you. I'm talking to you. Generation, we won't move here. Oma mferi here. It's Your Excellency. You hear that generation? Oma mfa we ni ma nyefo. Ema oma mfa we ni ma nyefo. Uchu opensa ube sa ya diye biya adwene scripture wiyo. Enye sa. Boys, young boys, young boys. Omu te wenu nyambi chuchili fom. Those people, kwa siya kanyo omu dene. Abua. Ne kanyo omu dene. Umu tiya temu omu nyene ho. Oma badada. They are all over the internet. And also, like I said to you, I close with this. In the next 100 years, none of us will be here. In the next 15 years, all our leaders will not be our leaders. So when I say there is a generation coming, Your Excellency, you better believe. Most of those people are already we smokers. They will smoke at the Jubilee House. They don't care. The presidency, there is a generation coming who do not honor the status quo. They don't care about structure and order. There is a generation that is wicked. Wicked people. Yeah. A soldier will take a baby in Nehemiah and throw the baby in fire. And the baby burns to death. A soldier sees a pregnant woman in Nehemiah will take a knife and split her womb open. That is the generation I'm talking about. This generation are the people that took Alpha Conde. That generation. They are a wicked generation. They are the same people that took power in Burkina Faso. They are very wicked. When they capture you, they can kill you as the president. And that is it. You are history. Your Excellency, this generation is wicked. And so anybody that is holding any office, sheye, na sangrofu we am for when you to reform. Sangrofu we, they don't care whether you are an IGP. They will come back and they are going to probe all the former IGPs. If you are alive, they will do that. Only you wicked people. This generation, we are chancellor of the University of Ghana. We call pension. They can bring you from pension and throw you to prison. Munya careful. Obia, we a greater Accra regional minister or any other minister. Such generation, they don't care jack about you. Even if you are sick, they will put you in prison. They don't care. That is the same heart. When Dr. J.B. Dankwa was sick in prison, they didn't give medical attention. Wicked people. It may cause so much hell. Sa generation where you be home, we be with CID, if you a police station, if you a prison, who could tell no mercy.
Pastor Dan was killed. His tears was taken to the Amasamine police station. Up to today, Amasamine police station is guilty on the blood of Pastor Dan. I'm telling Amasamine police station, until justice is done to Pastor Dan, there is blood on your hands. I told you. Blood is on your hands. Wouldn't he? His wife is sitting here as a widow. His children are upstairs as, you know, orphans. Wouldn't he? I would have told you and him. I'm telling you, judgment is after you. I'm telling you. I'm at someone police station. Vengeance will chase you until you bring justice to. Hey, Dr. Dampare, until you open this case again and find justice for this young widow, there shall not be peace. There shall not be peace. A woman is sitting here as a widow. Evidence that the young man was chloroformed and killed in his own room. No investigations. There are no investigations. You're seeing them. They say, run away. But Yehua, we bet about Tonwama generation. Yeah. When this young lady was bleeding in her heart, her husband's corpse was also rejected by the church he pastored. It will never be one more tenacity deals as well. Kwasi Ansore. Kwasi Ansore. Kwasi Ansore. Kwasi Ansore. Edo nim timen nim. Ubi maye timen penechira kwa nye. Echere say. Ubi hiyamwa, we don't care. Ubi one more wati hei. And you say, we're dressing nice, beautiful and all that. Who shine on? Sometimes, some of these people get very angry within their heart when people come and we collect money and give it to that P person. But on our tell on Okra, damn on you will be deal with nippy. It will be busy. See, and your police come and 2,000 or the abono, or no, the call. No, our tell them have for all this while come a denunia. Yeah, my thing, church is a family. Church is a place where the people that are bleeding can go and africate. Yeah. Church is not a place to say, untia tight into no. No! Take advantage of the dead person and go and preach Christ. People will come to the funeral who normally don't come to church. Go and preach Christ. Now, once I'm a son, them, it didn't conconsa, stress, radia, me bus school fees, me danka, munya is in Hunono, Jaisen, T.I. Jaisen's in Hunono. The pong, I sorry now, didn't grow for a cheap brand patch, and then your mom, baby, be a mammy, I mean, would tears on them, I do my within or no. Abra, a kutuni, kwadun, and cut your waho, I swore tawaho, I a toa, ye, ye, Abetena has him in Nimni, midi, Winimni, obedi, saying, Abra, bordi, and a banchi, the gua pampanso, a kotomo, ye, ye, tia! And Sanya, Juma, in it is, you know, Nasuka, bonsum, kasi. Joyous, nasre! Let me use the opportunity on behalf of my mother, Reverend Dr. Christy Dotete, to thank God for the life of everybody. My mother has asked me to do this. You know, yesterday we were celebrating 45 years of ministry. My mother has been in ministry for 45 years. Yesterday, one of her finest daughters, Reverend Apostle, rather, Apostle Mrs. Leon Kofi, ministered in the word. It was amazing. And my mother says, I should use this platform to thank her very much and all her sons and daughters who came from everywhere to be part of the celebration. We give God the glory for your life. I'm celebrating all the people celebrating birthdays in the commission and outside of it. Especially one of our very, very beautiful daughters in America. She's been with us for many, many years before she traveled to the States. Auntie Mousie is also celebrating her birthday. I use her as a point of contact to celebrate all the people that are celebrating birthdays today or this week, all to the glory of the Lord. Say a good amen. Having said that, I want to talk to you about, don't let this be just a word you heard. Mm-hmm. God is warning people. God is warning people. He wants to bring correction to you. But tonight, sorry, Demuat, he said, "Yeah, what better now you hear him?" The word is a mirror. Anybody who watches yourself in the mirror, you align yourself, you adjust yourself. Yeah. You align yourself, you adjust yourself. Say amen. There can never be freedom without justice. I'm still calling for justice for the Takoradi girls. At least they deserve a memorial. Not George Floyd. We don't need that. We don't know George Floyd. We don't know where he came from. George Floyd is not a Ghanaian. We have Ghanaians. Like the people who died at Chechima in South. I think that they deserve some memorial. Yeah. The young man that was shot in that by-election is still now a disabled man. Yeah. There can never be freedom without justice. And I'm reminding Ghana, righteousness and justice are the foundation of the throne of God. Even if Ghana's laws let you go, the judgment of God will never lose. Never. Itimu amuku JB down kwa edu. Amone nam ho driving nicely. A ononi project akikesi ho ne yiria dani kuneni ne maye nyanka. I'm telling you, God will judge you. The people that killed Ahmed Swale, Fennec Ochere, the people who killed Mark Ofori, Marcus in Sogakope. I'm telling you, you can run to anywhere, but you can never hide. Judgment is coming. Young boy near the nifun can kinda baba be seal. That's a sambule for name Yarini. Nyamia friend. Uye ni panu awe unua. Of fatani panu e nyame fre wo muni bi. Oshe ni panu awe una. O kan wo mu e nyame fre wo muni bi. E papa kwesi amu akuye deda aneda ho. One person I deda aneda ho awosre. Beautiful. We all applaud. Ubi anzune yase. Ubi a black and white t-shirt. Bo prezi sa. Somebody can gather all his children, grandchildren, and bless them. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Good night. I'll see you tomorrow morning. God takes pleasure in the death of his saints. His saints, ye profano. He takes pleasure in the death of his saints. Nyan kwa siye wu. Nyan kwa siye wu. Tisem ponchini nyan. Ya ye wu. Boni be kumo boni. Ibe ku Ghana. Sin will kill you. Asiye ajene kwa siye ajene. Nipa wa ajene di wieska. Oni obi yesto wu wiano. Wu wiano. Menye nimse preaching se mompe. But what would you na hami keka? Because the country is broke. Within 1 month, you are two petrol, so 3 times. 1 month. Two petrol, so 3 times. An oil rich nation. Oil rich nation. We have oil, we have gas. 1 week, month, two petrol, so 3 times. and can't tell me say bibia na me ga asem chiro obi obeka chiro say Ghana bibia e kama bibia koyi e ye nema mi no one when you ska funu bi no di two o ka ban ho your right hand is on your chest. Play the national anthem. My job as a prophet is to warn this nation that the judgment of God is coming and to intercede for it. That is why we sing the national anthem every week and pray for the nation every week. It's an assignment God has given me. When you do me ashem and sasa me mamo koko. Mentiamo na min kamu nsikwemo. Miwia na min ni mamo. Said ye tiebia ibesimu ye. Stretch your hands on Ghana's flag on the altar this morning, and can you make intercession for our country? Heal our land, oh God. Heal us and purge us from the dead works of this world. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Have mercy. Oh God, have mercy. Oh God, have mercy. Oh God, have mercy. Mercy! He asks for your mercy. We need mercy. We need your mercy. I'm asking for your mercy. This morning we make intercession for my president, his beautiful wife, the first family. We make intercession this morning for our frailing city. We pray, oh God, that our national reserves will increase and you will heal and diminish our national deficit. Help us. Help businessmen who are struggling to break even because dollar cannot be stable. God, have mercy. Investors are struggling. Importers are struggling. Exporters are struggling. Grant them grace. We pray for stability, tranquility, for businesses to thrive in the precious name of Jesus. Oh God. Can you place your two hands on your heart? And Father, I give you the glory, the honor, the praise, and the worship. May we be addicted to truth because you are truth. The other day when Pilate asked, what is truth? And yet the truth was standing before him. Give us the grace to discover and live by the truth. We pledge allegiance to the Lamb of God. Fill us, Holy Spirit. And let this week be a week of realignment, a week of rest, a week of peace, a week of covering, protection, a week that you will open the heavens and show us your glory. In Jesus' precious name, we give you thanks because you have begun a good work. You will also accomplish. I pray for my president again.
Give him the leadership grace to finish well. Protect him from every assault. Lastly, I am asking in the name of Jesus, help the university student, the prisoner, the person sick in the hospital. I'm asking for help in Jesus' precious name. I dispatch this, your people, in your full presence. May they never lack any good thing. In the precious name of Jesus, may the Lord continue to favor and bless your efforts. May the covenant blessings of Inshramun be your portion. In Jesus' precious name. May the Lord bless your spouse and favor your children. In Jesus' name. Somebody shout amen. Our hands are clapping unto God, but allow me to do this altar call quickly. Your right hand is on your chest. You don't know Christ. You want him to be your Lord and Savior. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Make me born again and a new creation. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I am a child of God. Father, thank you for your children and everybody who prayed that prayer. Let your grace abound in Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. The Lord bless you. I love you. Clap your hands to the Lord. And all your sister stations, you want to join us for our offerings, you can use 059-229-6667, 059-229-6667, or 024980-9911, 024980-9911. You can join us through those lines. The Lord bless you.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.